We pray. Lord Jesus, plant your seed in our hearts and cause it to grow and bear fruit. Amen. How do you evaluate things? If you are evaluating a painting, you'll probably consider who the artist is, the age of the painting, the condition, its general quality, things like that. If you're evaluating a pizza, you probably consider its taste, its texture, the ingredients, how it smells, and such. We evaluate things using our senses. If it looks good, if it tastes good, if it sounds good, if it feels good, smells good, then we judge it as being good. And what about people? How should we evaluate people? Consider the students in this campus, or the faculty, or the staff. How do you evaluate them? You do evaluate them, you know. You pick your favorites. Favorite faculty members, favorite students, students you want to associate with. You evaluate some students as being nerds and others as being cool. Of course, being a nerd is cool, but that's okay. You evaluate some as being jerks and others as being mature, some as being mean and others as being nice. And all of this tends to be based on our senses, what we see, what we hear, what we feel, and even sometimes what we smell. Is this right? Or are we really messing up big time in our evaluation of people? As we continue in our consideration of the subject of faith, we ask ourselves, what part does faith play in the evaluation of people? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we read, "The love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and arose again. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Faith. What is your faith? Isn't it this, that Christ died for all? Christ, the Son of God, anointed by God in eternity. Anointed by God in eternity to be the Redeemer of the world. Christ, who became a man, who lived a life of perfect obedience to God's will, who allowed himself to be convicted for the sins of the world, who suffered the punishment that we deserved, who died, who rose again from the dead. It is our faith that for Christ's sake we are forgiven, that we get the credit for what Christ has done, for his obedience, that heaven is ours because of him. Now, is that your faith? If it is, then I'm going to ask you again, how do you evaluate other people? If one died for all, then all died. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. From now on. From the moment that you came to faith in Jesus, the moment that we were able to say of ourselves, "Jesus died for me," from that moment on, our senses change. No longer is it the sight of the eyes and the hearing of the ears that shapes our evaluation of other people. From now on, we evaluate all people by the eyes and ears of faith. And the criteria, our criteria for evaluation is Christ died for all. Now, this is surely true on this campus. There is sufficient evidence here to draw the conclusion that you students regard one another as those for whom Christ died. It is also true that there are times when our sinful flesh asserts itself and we begin to shun a student for purely fleshly reasons. Sometimes it's what we see or feel or smell or whatever that causes us to take a person who is a child of God, a person for whom Christ died, and set him off as part of a different group apart from ourselves. Okay, do this for me for a moment. Try to think of the entire student body. And then I'm going to make a statement, ask a question. Okay, you got student body in your mind. Who is the most annoying student on campus? What face came into your mind as I asked that question? Well, what you probably did was to evaluate that particular student according to the flesh. Now, keep that picture of that student, that image in your mind, and add something to it. Add Christ. See Jesus standing with his arm around that student and saying to him or her, "I love you so much that I died for you. Your sins are forgiven." Do you see the student differently now? If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So we need to close the eyes and ears of our flesh and open up the eyes and ears of our faith. The love of Christ compels us. The same love that compelled Christ to come down to earth, suffer and die for us, that love compels us then to look differently at students and then faculty and staff. And now look beyond this campus, because there are millions of people out there and Christ died for them all. So it is this love of Christ which motivates students to become pastors and teachers, missionaries. They feel inwardly compelled to live no longer for themselves, but for Him who died for them and rose again. And so it is that Christians go into all the world and make disciples of all nations, baptizing, teaching, and they do this because Christ died for all. And likewise, His love motivates all of us to reach out to friends, relatives, neighbors, co-workers. Christ died for them, and they need to know that. His love in our hearts, His love for them, compels us to tell them, "Christ died for you." This is our faith. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, cause Your love for all people to be a burning fire within us so that we cannot contain it, but are compelled to proclaim this love here at ILC and everywhere we go. Amen. And we conclude with hymn 439, verses 3 and 4. good day.